Chapter 10. Now at this time, we shall relate what happened under Antiochus, the noble father, the son of that impious man, and shall abridge the principal evils caused by the wars. For when the noble father succeeded to the kingdom, he put a certain Lucius in charge of the affairs, but Protarchus as general of Cilicia and Phoenicia. For Ptolemaios, surnamed the Long-Headed, had taken the lead in treating the Judeans righteously, because of the previous unrighteousness which had been done to them. And he endeavored to have peaceful relations with them. As a result, he was accused before the noble father by the king's friends. And on all sides, he heard himself called a traitor for having abandoned Cupros, which the mother lover had entrusted to him, and for having gone over to Antiochus the illustrious. Since he was unable to command the respect due to his high office, he ended his life by using drugs. Now when Gorgias became general of the region, he maintained mercenary troops and used every opportunity to maintain the war against the Judeans. But at the same time, the Edomites, who controlled some important strongholds, were harassing the Judeans. And they welcomed fugitives from Jerusalem, endeavoring to maintain the war. Now the Maccabees' party, after making entreaties and beseeching God to be their ally, moved quickly against the strongholds of the Edomites. And attacking vigorously, they gained control of the places, also driving back all who manned the walls, also slaughtering those who opposed them, but doing away with no fewer than 20,000 men. But when no less than 9,000 took refuge in two very strong towers, in which contained everything necessary to sustain a siege, the Maccabee himself departed to take care of urgent matters elsewhere, leaving a force sufficient to besiege them, which consisted of Simon and Joseph, but also Zacchai and his companions. But some in Simon's party, who were lovers of silver, let themselves be bribed by some of the men in the towers. On receiving 70,000 drachmas, they allowed a number of them to slip away. But when a message about what had happened was brought before Maccabee, he gathered together the commanders of the people and accused those men of having sold their kinsmen for silver by setting their enemies free to fight against them. Therefore, he indeed killed them as traitors, and without delay, captured the two towers. Now, since he prospered in his weapons and all his hand-to-hand combats, he destroyed more than 20,000 men in the two strongholds. Now Timotheos, the first of the two who had been defeated by the Judeans, gathered together tremendous foreign forces and collected no small number of cavalry from Asia. He appeared in Judah, ready to take it by storm. but as he was drawing near, the Maccabees party made supplication to God, sprinkling earth upon their heads and girding their loins in sackcloth. Lying prostrate at the foot of the altar, they begged him to be gracious to them and to be an enemy to their enemies and an opponent to their opponents, as the law makes clear. Now, after the entreaty, they took up their weapons and advanced a considerable distance from the city. But as they drew near to their enemies, they halted. Now, at the crack of dawn, the armies joined battle. Indeed, the one had not only their valor as a pledge of success in victory, but also their reliance on the Lord. But the other took fury as their leader in the fight. Now, when the battle became fierce, there appeared to their enemies from heaven 5 majestic men riding on golden bridled horses. And who led the Judeans on. And they surrounded the Maccabee. And by shielding him with their own full suits of armor, they kept him from being wounded. But they shot arrows and hurled thunderbolts at their enemies. Who were confounded with blindness, broken through with disorder. Now 2,500 of their infantry were slaughtered, but also 600 cavalry. But Timotheos fled to a stronghold called Gezer, a great fortress where Kiraaz was its general. Now for 4 days, the Maccabees party eagerly besieged the fortress. But those inside, relying on the strength of the place, kept reviling them outrageously and uttering illegal accounts. Now when the 5th day dawned, 20 young men in the Maccabees party, burning with fury because of the revilements, bravely stormed the wall and with savage fury struck down everyone whom they encountered. But others, who climbed up in the same way, swung around on the defenders, taking the besieged in the rear. They put the towers to the torch and spread the fire, burning the revilers alive. But others broke through the gates, but let in the rest of the band who occupied the city. And Timotheos had hidden in a cistern, and they slaughtered him, along with his brother Kiraaz and Apollophanes. Now when these things were accomplished, they blessed the Lord with hymns and praise, for he shows great kindness to Israel and grants them the victory.